ABC Radio Australia.
A senior health official says 12 people have died and more than 100 are seriously ill after villagers in PNG's Eastern Highlands province consumed stolen methanol. CEO of the Kainantu Rural Hospital, Dr. Anememe Sasuke, says 5 drums of methanol were stolen from an agricultural research facility last Thursday. The chemical was then drunk by potentially hundreds of people who thought it was alcohol in 3 villages in the Ayura Valley over the weekend. Dr. Sasuke told our reporter Bethany Harriman his hospital has been swamped by people sick with methanol poisoning and he's expecting more in the coming days.
A few villagers broke into the storage room and stole, it was like 544 gallons of those chemical, and I think it's an alcohol and everybody drank in the village. So now, that was on that Friday last week. So the whole drinking spree started last week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we started seeing casualties coming in on Monday. Well over 100, 200 people. So we recorded almost 12 deaths now. By in the afternoon, the last case that we referred to Goroka came in, I was told that one died. So we may have had 12 deaths now from those drinking of the methanol that was consumed, the stolen and consumed. A few are still in the water currently now. A few have gone home because we can't keep the whole lot of them in the water due to spare bed spaces. That's more than 100 people, so we can't be, our bed spaces are not enough to keep all those people. So those ones we think they are stable, we send them home in the afternoon. So we'll be having another lot of people more likely coming up tomorrow because 544 gallons of those methanol, it could be approximately 1,000 litres on the loose somewhere in the wrong hands, and people could get been drinking and getting intoxicated, so that's where my concern is. I've sent in dispatch health officers into the affected areas to try and educate people. Even the police have been calling to search the villages and stop people from drinking and making awareness there. I also did the same thing in a town as well in Kainantu. So that's how it is on the ground. Today, we have overwhelmed the hospital. Consumables as well as staff have been used to, the limited staff have been used to capacity. We've closed down outpatients as well, labor ward, and not closed, but we only open to immediate emergencies, and we kept the place going on for the emergency that was coming up. So that's what we did today.
And doctor, how hard has it been to track the people that were affected and what's the proper treatment for them?
It's quite difficult, very difficult, I can say. That now that the alcohol is on the loose and people are drinking, and to even make the whole situation worse. This is independence for Papua New Guinea, and we will be celebrating starting tomorrow and going onwards. And the alcohol is now on the loose, up in the hands, and people will be drinking and trying to go celebrate the place. It will be a disaster for us. That's exactly why I'm sending out messages, running into the village, doing awareness to stop people from taking any more of those things. And it's quite difficult here. The villages are not, it has spread out. The epicenter from the place where the alcohol has been stolen is, and then we find people from as far as, away from where it all got stolen. So people are pouring into plastic containers and they're distributing selenium on the black market as well. And says, that's where the problem is. People buying them very cheaply and bringing them. So it's quite a problem, quite a disaster. So we need to do very active awareness to stop people from getting those things into the systems.